Who did this come from, Martin?
This are new little notebooks, by the way. We're getting Christmas presents again. It's the best time of year. So our fans, we do have the best fan.
That's it.
And our man Daniel from Mobile, Alabama.
Alabama, but Roll Tide.
Hey, there you go.
Hey.
Mobile, you got a 50-50 chance. You're starting to crowd Auburn down there.
That's it. Hey.
But anyway.
Roll Tide or War Eagle, either one of them.
There you go. Daniel, thank you for the notepads. I will use it. And they have our name on them and a good Bible verse. So Joshua 1:9 is on them, which I think y'all all know that one by now. So,
which is awesome.
But Daniel, thank you for that. Stone got him some healthy snacks. He's on that granola bag now with our friend from Minnesota. But I'll let you say thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Jan.
Yeah. There you go.
Stone wanted some healthy snacks.
Her name was Jan.
So here you go.
That's my daughter, my sister's name.
Yep, absolutely.
Jan Larson. You got a good name there, darling.
We do have the best fans in the world. I'm here to tell you. They take care of us.
They call the honey hole all the time now.
Do they?
Uh-oh.
Well, good.
Hey, I just got a phone call.
You got a hotline.
Hey, they got a number, boy.
They can't figure out how to send stuff here, but they found that phone. I just got a phone call a minute ago for old boy. He was apologizing for not being able to get us that ice cream we wanted.
That's fine.
He was so sad.
Hey, I'm starting to be with GABA. It don't exist.
Do you know how many people have emailed and called the company?
I've just.
On our behalf, Martin?
A bunch.
Oh, we get email. Like, they're forwarding me their emails. They're like, the duck call room talks about your ice cream all the time. Y'all need to send them some. And they're like, we ain't got any either.
Yeah.
God was right.
I've just decided to take it into my own hands, and I just put the Christmas tree cakes in the freezer and call it good. It's kind of like eating an ice cream sandwich at that point.
Redneck. So. Ingenuity.
I should check eBay.
That's what that is.
Nah, it ain't worth that.
We ain't getting it.
Welcome back. We're back here in the duck call room, if you haven't guessed it. We have already started rambling, but our fans, thank you for the gifts. Johnny D, you on that QB bag.
I don't have as much time to work out anymore.
Yeah.
So I got to get it where I can get it.
I can appreciate that.
So I'm ellipticaling in my chair.
Yeah, I'm lacking in that area right now, too.
Are you struggling, too?
Yeah, because it's hunting season, and, you know. As you go out and sit in a duck blind from like 4 o'clock till, you know, 12.
Well, you just need QB to make you one in camouflage, and we'll just put it in every duck blind.
It's quiet enough.
I do. I take my workout to the duck blind every morning.
That's what I'm talking about. You put out decoys, you get your workout.
Yeah, nowadays I pull the boat up to the blind. I say, all right. Everybody over the age of 70.
This is going to be coming a famous line.
Disembark.
Boy.
Make yourself at home, pour your coffee.
I'll be back in an hour.
I'll be back in about an hour and a half.
I'll give you the redneck version. Hey, everybody over 70, all you old guys, get out of the boat and get in the blind and get out of my way.
That's it.
Well, that's good.
I like it.
You got to have them, boys.
There you go.
Somebody's got to put the decoys out.
Phil keeps calling me a young buck, but the problem is I ain't young.
He don't realize you crowding 50.
I'm half 100 almost.
You ain't half 100.
I'm 46.
Hey. You're 46?
Yeah.
Hey. You're a good
Everybody around
46.
Here, JD, is getting long in the tooth, boys.
Well, I appreciate that, Johnny D. That means a lot coming from you.
It's his wife that keeps him young.
That's right.
So, that and Omega XL.
Let's just hit them all while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a real workout.
Man
right
said,
now.
Hey, you about
tired.
50 pounds from leaving here, Jack.
That's it. Well, speaking of workout, you know, me and Si are doing a Christian's podcast right after this one.
Oh, yeah. Christian got a new podcast.
Oh, yeah. So we're
working out?
Yeah. He wants Uncle Si to give him a few tips on his.
Are you going to tell him about QBs?
Physique.
Oh, no. Hey, I'm going to tell him, hey, look.
Taping weights together?
You know, when you get my age, okay, you don't worry about the physical. You start getting into the spiritual realm.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's what his podcast is about.
My time
is
not long, okay? So I got to go another direction here.
Yeah. Yeah. Christian is Sadie's husband, by the way.
Do you think he tapes his dumbbells together, though? Do you think he tapes dumbbells?
No. You know, Sadie's got enough money, she could buy him a set of dumbbells.
No, and I don't.
He don't have to worry about going to the poor redneck version, okay?
I don't think Christian's dabbled around with a 5-pound dumbbell since he was three.
Yeah, I don't think you can tape 45-pound dumbbells together.
No, that's going to be some good tape there.
Oh, you Gorilla glue and duct tape.
Get that thick roll of electrician tape, boys.
Ain't enough.
It'll work.
Oh, here we go.
If you use a roll on each side, it's enough, boys.
Oh, man. Yeah, but we ought to have fun with that, though. I'm looking forward to it. You know, when Christian moved here, we poked fun at him. He is a solid dude. I mean, he is a godly man, young man.
Said he chose wisely.
And he's very spiritually minded. So,
Oh, he's no doubt somebody you'd want your daughters to marry.
As long as they can afford the grocery bill.
Yeah.
No, that's right. Now, he has been known.
He's got a healthy appetite now.
To be a little selfish at the dinner table.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. I think y'all should bring that up.
If you don't know it, Christian, this is your day, baby.
100%.
We're going to bring it up. Don't
I tell you,
on his own podcast, y'all bring that up for sure.
He's got a reputation.
It precedes him. I can assure you that.
You better cook extra.
That boy, we need to get him duck hunting because he may start petitioning for the limit to go to 10 because 6 wouldn't be enough for him.
Oh, he could eat.
No.
He six a day wouldn't be enough for him.
Hey, but look, if I don't talk about you, I don't care about you. Okay, that's just a bottom line.
Then you love all us.
Well, hey, I'm telling you, there you go. There you go, baby. Well,
you love every one of us.
I would say he talked about y'all on the way back, but all I heard was...
Hey.
Oh, now he'll...
I done told you.
On that trip we just went on.
He'll quit
Three days, of hunting deer, hunting ducks in the morning and hunting deer in the afternoon.
Yeah.
3 days, that's too much for this.
It'll wear you out.
Well, what'd you kill?
Killed a few ducks.
Did you?
And then I killed a few does.
He killed a bunch of ducks, and he killed two does.
Yeah. I hit another one, but I must have pulled it to the right because we looked at the film, and, he was kind of shaking his right leg. The doe was. She was shaking her leg.
He said, ooh.
Yeah. But I did lay one down at about 200.
The big miss is in the rear view mirror.
Yeah. Hey.
Yeah.
I shot one at 20 yards. Okay. I shot one at 20 yards, then. Okay. I shot another one at 200.
Well, we started out with the 20 yards. I had two tags. All right.
Look. That deer runs 75 yards. Hey, look. Guess who the tracker was that found that deer?
W.
No. Our initials are B. K.
Oh, yeah. There's only one person on this planet that walks less than Cy, and that's W.E.
Look at look.
That's kind of the joke.
All she had was a little phone. Somebody had a phone, and they had a little light on it. And she found that deer. All the rest of them had given up.
They looked for it for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Well, good.
All the rest of them had gave up.
She was the only one with enough patience to stay with the blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, everybody else is fanned out.
And she said, hey, dummies, it's over here.
Well,
come get it.
You with a Robertson, patience is their strong suit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've never been on a deer hunt where I had more fun than that one.
Here's the way this party started off, okay?
That's awesome.
We pulled up. We got the rickshaw in the back of the four-wheeler.
Wait, the rickshaw happened?
Oh, yeah.
Do we have any pictures of said rickshaw?
Well.
Oh. Somebody does.
Hopefully our camera did.
That's wonderful.
But anyway, we pulled up. We stopped about 200 yards short, got the rickshaw out. I climbed in. Stone, then he got up, grabbed it, and they handed me a little whip with a little deal on top. And I'm talking, let's go.
Did you hit him?
No. So,
I was waiting for it, though.
Now, you got to picture this, okay? We're going toward, and here's this big, giant stand, 20 foot in the air. Okay, and 7 people get in this stand. Yeah,
10 by 10.
Okay.
So.
Well, the first guy shot a doe at 305, and that ain't the time. That's the distance.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so y'all got up there and had a shooting.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah. Hey, 305 yards. He laid a little old yearling down.
Well, they had a population, a doe population issue that needed to be solved.
Well, you got to.
So then BK was the next shooter up, And the only thing we can figure out is that there was a 15-mile-an-hour wind blowing, so it must have blew her bullet off course because her deer run off. I said I'd bet money we're gonna find it up there about 10 yards inside the woods.
No.
Wrong answer.
Swing and a miss.
I said, because I know the woman behind the trigger.
That's on record. Her first miss.
Yeah.
But you know what? Did you think it fazed her?
No.
No, not for 1 second. She didn't care.
Keep so shooting. Then they made me get up there, and I got slap happy.
We'll talk about the ducks when we get back after this. Let's take our first break. Johnny D, keep pedaling, son.
I'm going.
That's right. He's going, boy.
All right, so we got the deer hunting story. Tell me about the ducks. Hey, I care less about the deer. Hey. I mean, we're to the point of the year where ducks are king now.
Well, the Poor Boy Hunting Club, I mean, it's famous in Stuttgart, okay? And they got a reservoir, okay? What'd they say they had on the reservoir, Stone? How many?
Buck brush.
Yeah, but I mean, how many ducks?
Way too many.
Way too many.
That's why we don't see any.
Yeah.
There's about 200,000 sitting on there.
So we got a whole bunch of people, okay? So they got two boats. We load up everything, get to the blind. As soon as I looked, I said, okay, boys, we're here. We're at Hotel California.
Hotel California.
Yeah. And, hey, here's the deal about it. You can check in, but you never leave.
Then how in the world did you get here?
Okay. And look, no. Hey.
Oh, you're talking about for the ducks.
That's
Hotel
for the
California.
Ducks. Because, hey, look here. Everything that come in, it died.
Did
nothing
it?
Nothing that come in got away.
He is 100% correct.
Yeah. And we killed 20. We was, two shy of full limits.
Was you?
That
was
is
you?
Not correct.
Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh, well, did we full limit?
No. We didn't get close before. We killed 22.
Okay.
There were nine people in there.
Well, I thought it was more. Yeah, I thought it was closer to 24 was what we had in the blind.
9 times 4 is 36.
No. Yeah. Well, okay. All right.
But they had killed full man limits.
21 days in a row.
8 days in a row.
Oh, okay.
Hey, close
different
enough.
Different stories, different folks. Boy.
I love.
Right. I heard 21.
I love size.
I heard 21 days. Okay. It's what I heard.
That's what you call creative license.
Oh, yeah.
Hey. But, hey, it was an excellent hunt.
And then you show up in a gar.
Well, hey, no. The guy said, he said, I'm sorry, they didn't cooperate and all that. And I said, hey, man, I had a good hunt.
Was you calling them in?
No. Huh? Don made me leave my duck calls in the truck.
Why is that?
He just did.
Huh?
And the first thing he did when he got in the blind, he started blowing the duck call.
That's because I actually sound like a duck.
Well, hey, I do too, son. I can call him in.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I said, I left Monroe to get away from all this harassment I'm always catching.
Here's the good
one. And I said, it's on the road with me.
Martin, you'll appreciate this.
Uh-oh.
You know I love Uncle Si.
But he's
throw
me under the bus.
I fixed throw him under the bus.
You got to get that. You got to get that crow hop. That's what I call size duck call. The first of it's a crow hop, you an outfielder about to get that. You about to throw somebody out at home. You got to get that crow hop to get started if you want to be like Si.
So we were sitting there in the duck blind. There was three gadwalls. He's working around. We're just blowing the gadwall calls. Yeah. What's the gadwall do?
Hen will give you about three notes. That's about it. That's about all she does.
So these three gadwalls are coming down in the hole just like this. They come down. And then I hear this.
What is that?
And I said,
a gadwall.
That wasn't it. What's wrong with it? I said, and you know what happened when I heard that noise?
Oh, I bet they went straight up.
They went straight up.
Well, hey, I wasn't calling at the three.
So
I was calling at 15 above the three.
So I looked
down
there.
And they locked up when I done it.
And I said, who's doing that trilling?
Trilling.
And W.E. was there. He said, I was wondering the same thing. What is that? And so I said, hey, gadwalls do that.
I ain't ever heard one do that.
Me neither. And I asked my buddy who's been duck hunting for 50 years. I said, you ever heard a gadwall do that? He said, nope.
As a man who hunts a place that's got a giant reservoir that is slam full of gads every day, and I sit on that porch and listen to them every day of hunting season, I ain't ever heard that.
You ever heard them do this?
No.
They do it. They do it.
They do that?
They do it. They sure do.
When?
When
they asleep?
When they're sleeping.
When they're flying. They do it, I'm telling you.
I ain't ever heard one let off.
Phil and Jason have called them in doing that.
Well, that's because they're a gadwall.
Well, I'm just saying, hey, they've called them in.
But it just all depends on what side of their head that rock rolls to if you're going to kill that gadwall or not. Anyway.
Well, no, I'll tell you. They are crazy.
They crazy. Yeah, they crazy. They're
like the dip and glide. They'll dip you in, and you, if they dip you, you better be ready to shoot them when they're at the bottom of the dip.
Yeah.
But they're going to leave after they dip.
For the record, gator balls do not trill.
No. Oh,
yes, it does.
The only thing that makes a little grunting is a pintail hen will do a
growl,
it a little bit.
She'll growl. Growl. Yeah, she'll growl.
And some redheads and some canvas bass.
Some divers,
But I've heard a lot of gadwall racket. I ain't ever heard that one.
No, gadwalls don't do that.
That must be when they got a snail or something caught in a
pigeons.
Crawl.
Pigeons. House cats.
No, that's what Brad Barr said. He said, that's what, I said, well, hey, at least you got to know what a pigeon sounds like.
Oh, that's what duck hunting's all about.
That's why I'm there, boys. I'm a morale builder.
Oh, yeah.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a good laugh out of it, that's for sure.
They talked on, got on me for 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they laughed, all right. They put them spurs on them cowboy boots, and hey, here we go.
Well, I did something the other morning I ain't ever done duck up, and we waited till 7:30 to go.
Oh.
Huh?
Because we ain't been killing them. Huh. So I said, until about 8:30. Well, let's just sleep in.
That just sounds like common sense to
me. I said, let's just sleep in. We ain't got to be there at daylight. And we got there about 7:45.
Did you kill them at 8:30?
No, we was done before then.
Oh, we y'all killed them before then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they were a little bit earlier than they had been, but it was, it's nice.
So you want to do that from now on?
I think so. But you got to, the only problem is, if you don't go early, you don't get a chance at them little green wing rascals. Oh, yeah. That's the only
daylight flurry.
They're the best eating.
Yeah. So if you're going after groceries, you need to be there at daylight. But if you're going after pictures and footage, you can wait and go about 8:00. Yeah. You'd be fine.
But could you imagine me trying to sell that to Phil?
No, he wouldn't do it.
No chance.
He wouldn't do it. He said, what else am I going to be doing? Sleeping?
Yeah.
Oh, no. They tried that in Kansas.
Oh, I know. I fought tooth and nail for us to not go out there and freeze our tail off.
Yeah.
Oh, the man
that owns the property in Kansas says, hey, it ain't no reason to get out there before 1:00.
Yeah.
They're not going to be flying.
Phil said, and I'll never forget.
He said, oh, no, we're going out there at daylight, before daylight, son.
Here was Phil's line, because I was there. He said, well, we can either be sitting there or sitting here. He said, I want to sit there.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah. And I think we'll kill two ducks.
Yeah.
Freezing to death.
Yeah, freezing, just their tail off, okay, and then, hey.
Can't build a big enough fire.
Yeah. 200 come at 2:00. Here they come. Shoot them up, boys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty quick after that.
Yeah, and it was done.
Yeah.
Man.
But the man said they're not going to fly until the ice starts thawing out.
But old habits die hard.
Now
I'm with Phil. I love watching the sunrise as much as the next
Not
guy.
When it's 15 degrees.
But not when it's cold.
No, I can watch that sunrise with that fire cackling right beside me, too.
Especially since the blinds.
Through a window.
Yeah.
Since the blinds are made out of metal.
Yeah.
And you're sitting on metal.
And no insulation.
Hey, it's cold already.
Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this. Look, I would be remiss if we didn't, because I know that our fan base, geographically speaking, I know a lot of them were probably affected by these storms. Yeah. So, folks, look, if you were or if you need anything or whatever, you know, I know there's help there. Our thoughts and prayers are with you guys that got ripped by them tornadoes that rolled through the other day, last Friday, whenever that was.
They were all around us.
They didn't fight fair because they come through in the middle of the night, which is, you know, it ain't ever fair. But when it comes through in the middle of the night, that's a bad deal. So all you folks listening from Northeast Arkansas, West Tennessee,
Kentucky,
Missouri, that whole little area, our thoughts and prayers are with you guys. And, you know, that. Our South Louisiana brethren and us here can tell you when that kind of stuff happens, it's a great time for community to pull together and work together and love on each other and all that kind of good stuff. So, you know, but our thoughts and prayers are with you. We're thinking about you. And, you know, for it to happen this time of year, that's a bad deal. Right here around Christmas time and all of that, that makes it even that much worse. But, you know, keep your heads up. It'll all get better, that's for sure. So, but we thank you guys still for tuning in. But, man, yeah, that's crazy. tornadoes during December, like just ripping,
never happened before,
ripping through.
Yeah, just, never happened before.
You know, that's unreal. And I know, you know, I can only imagine what the ducks were thinking, because they went right through duck country too. They're probably like, uh-oh.
Yeah, they hunker down like the human race do.
Yeah,
when that happens,
got something over their head.
Yeah,
but
yeah, a rough deal.
Yeah. But anyway, we're here. It's almost Christmas time. Si, you got Christine something for Christmas, or where you?
No, yeah. I just tell her, hey, go buy what you want, darling.
Go buy what you want. So you ain't won nothing at a raffle or a door prize you're gonna give her this year, like that white sweater.
I did win some good stuff though. Doing when I was out, yeah. I played poker and won her a nice necklace and earrings. You know, and then another time I won her a real nice jacket. Okay, it was real soft and warm. Yeah.
Si, speaking of jackets, this topic got brought up the other day. Do you remember when you used to wear that black jacket that had your name on it for a while? Do you remember that 6 months or so that somebody sent to your house?
Nope.
You don't when remember you
said,
it, do you?
No, when you said jacket, my thoughts immediately went back to Vietnam.
To your dragon jacket?
To my dragon jacket. Okay. No. Because I loved that. I loved it, okay? It was actually silk.
Well, I just remember, Si, after the Saints won the Super Bowl, I'll never forget this. Si was wearing a jacket around that had his name on it. Right here. Right here. Do you remember this?
Do
you remember it now?
Now I remember. I didn't even know what the emblem was on the jacket.
You thought it was your name?
No.
Yeah, it is his name, technically. It was S.I. Never mind that S.I. meant for Sports Illustrated.
Hey,
he wore that thing around like a proud buck. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the thing that was, I think Kay's the one that bought me that.
Yeah,
she got it for
she got the commemorative because I had the same jacket.
Yeah, and it had SI right here.
She gave it to me. She said, "I bought this for you," and he engraved it. You know?
Oh, she told you?
Hey, I'm serious. I didn't know it was a Saints jacket.
He certainly didn't know the SI meant Sports
Illustrated. I wore it with pride because it had my name on it, son.
And it had the little R, you know, the registered trademark circle up there above it.
He ain't never heard no Sports Illustrated.
Hey, oh,
yeah. Just like this.
There it is.
Hey,
that's it.
Yeah, that's the jacket.
I still got it hanging up in my closet. When he said, "You remember the black jacket?" I said, he goes talk about the dragons.
No, just the
Si jacket.
Hilarious.
Yeah, somehow it got brought up at dinner the other night between me, Willie, and Marty Smith, and I mean, I don't even know how we got down that road, but
that is amazing.
It is, isn't it? Because it says Si.
Hey,
I mean that's Si if I've ever seen it.
Hey, look,
you are a gem.
Came through the bait out there. When I hit it, she set the hook.
And he wore it every day till somebody finally told him it stood for Sports Illustrated.
Line, hook, and sinker, buddy.
Cages.
Hey, going back to that dragon jacket, you said that thing was made out of silk?
Yeah.
I never heard no silk jacket.
Oh, no. This thing was beautiful, okay? It was
some
black,
would call it
made
a kimono
silk,
or something like that.
And then they had a giant, okay, that covered the whole back of it, okay, red dragon. Blowing fire.
Fire-breathing dragon.
Fire-breathing dragon. And hey, I have to say, I looked excellent in it.
I bet you did.
Oh, I did. that's what got me my wife.
Okay.
I'm hitchhiking, and she saw the jacket.
She saw that fire-breathing jacket on that black silk.
You got to think about that. They're driving down the road, and hey, the headlights hits a fire-breathing jacket. Dragon.
Yeah. I'd probably stop and ask questions.
That's bringing back.
Oh, look at that right there.
You probably really could have impressed her if you'd have showed her that jacket that had your name on it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Made especially for you.
She's probably been laughing about it the whole time I've been wearing it.
Oh.
Kay probably didn't know either.
I know I laughed about it because the first time I was like, I don't think he knows.
Somebody
that
used
means
to say, "Hey, once you get that made for you and put embroidered your name on it," and I said, "Kay done it, you know." Hey, she got me. She got me with it. Okay,
you're a gem of a human.
That came, that jacket came like free with a subscription and a football that she bought.
Well, yeah. Whatever.
Yeah, right. To commemorate the Super Bowl champion. Hey,
that is the ultimate re-gift.
That's fantastic.
Just wrap it up. Hey, yeah. This is for you.
She loved me enough to give it to me. and I appreciate it and wore it proudly.
Oh, my God.
Not knowing what it was really for. Oh, I never have been the brightest candle on the cake, boys.
Hey, next time we record, will you bring that jacket?
Please.
I like to look in my closet and find it. It's somewhere in there.
Oh, I know. You don't throw nothing away.
You're right. He wore it for half a year.
Yeah, for about 6 months. Yeah. I'll never forget it.
Unless my woman has thrown it away, because I don't throw nothing away.
Nah, Christine ain't.
But hey, she's been.
She threw away his bells.
She's been. All that stone. He's done picked up a tub worth of junk.
She called me, pick this up, pick this up. And he's got a whole carport full of boxes of junk.
Just junk.
Clothes and.
Just hunting clothes and whatever.
Old hunting clothes.
Hey, my room, I call it my Duck Dynasty room. I got more junk in there that the fans have sent me. I've got some good pictures, okay, that they painted.
Of you?
Yeah.
In your Duck Dynasty?
So you've got like your own shrine to yourself?
Oh, no, yeah. Hey, the fans have painted pictures. You know, my daughter said, hey, you need to sign them because I'm going to sell them after you're dead.
That sounds familiar.
There's somebody doing that now that y'all are living.
He's still alive.
Oh, Lord. So I got to stop. Whoa, that was.
Well, no, because I'm serious. Hey, that's my daughter. She loves me, okay? But hey, she's being practical. Hey, I'm going to sell all this stuff once you go where you need to go.
Do you light candles around all your pictures? I'm just curious.
No.
Oh.
No.
I didn't know how shriney we were going.
Look.
Shrine to yourself. You can't spell shrine without S-I.
Hey, so. I know, but I wouldn't even have, you know, I've met so many people in the military that they got pictures of them, you know. Hey, I didn't take any pictures of me. Okay.
You didn't want record of what you was doing, did you?
Who cares, you know?
I kind of enjoy some of these pictures. Like this one right behind me right here.
Yeah.
I'll never forget that as long as
he gar-holed me. Him and BK go and kill two big bucks, okay?
Yeah. Well, the only thing was...
I still enjoy myself, though. I had fun.
So that stand required about a 400, 500-yard walk.
And I want to walk.
And you ain't walking. I didn't have a rickshaw.
I didn't have a rickshaw then, boys.
But now that we have a rickshaw...
Did you bring it back with you?
Well, I was going to, but then Jeff said... I said, ask your guy if I can borrow that rickshaw the rest of hunting season. And he said, he said that thing's worth $1,000. I said, never mind, he can keep it.
Oh, no, it was brand new. I'm telling you, they was going to have one made, but it had metal tires.
This was for a horse.
Yeah.
You hook this up to a horse or a mule.
That's a rickshaw. That's a chariot.
It's a chariot. That's what it was.
What's the trotters? Okay, it's got two wheels.
Yeah.
Okay. And like I told Stone,
it was a chariot.
I need to buy me. I need to buy me a little Shetland pony. That would be the ideal thing.
Yeah.
You know, drive to the blind. You know,
you could be the king of the Bacchanville Christmas parade with that one.
I'm just thinking about Si being pulled by a Shetland pony.
No.
Hey. Oh, he was. You looking at it right here.
Hey, Stone was the horse, boys. Hey, Stone's in such a good shape. I said, you're so crazy. But here's the best part of this. I've got a man that loves me enough as a friend to do that for me. That's the greatest part of this.
Did he tote you up the steps?
He carries me to hunting. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
No, I didn't tote him up the steps. Here's how that went down. So I pulled him all the way to the stairs. This is a 20-foot blind, okay? These stairs go straight up. Now, they got handrails. They're nice, but it's a lot of steps. I said, Zy, take your time. Go about 3 or 4 steps at a time. You'll be all right. Well, I look up, and he's just pop, 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 pop.
As fast as
he can go. I said, what are you doing? So I get up behind him. He sits down in that chair. He's, I said, Si?
I was getting up as fast as I could to get in the deer blind.
I said, Si, that ain't taking your time. He said, oh, yeah.
Now give me that oxygen.
Yeah.
Give me my oxygen.
Oh, we hooked him up. But he did good, though, because the reason he missed that deer, a few weeks ago. It's because his breathing got off.
No, I was brain dead that day.
But I could tell.
It had nothing to do with my breathing.
He took his time because there was a cameraman on him, and there was about six other people in there watching.
So he had an audience. Yeah.
He was.
Did we have an audience?
As they say, man on an island.
Yeah. So yeah. You can still perform in front of a crowd.
Well,
that's what we're getting.
Well, hey, that's why I always go. That's when I hit my peak, boys.
Oh, yeah. He made two excellent shots.
Well, that's good. Well, let's take another break. We'll be back right after this.
I noticed the further north we got up in Arkansas, the less trash was on the side of the road.
And we crossed the Arkansas River, and then we started seeing geese and ducks.
Yeah.
But not until you cross the Arkansas River.
Coming back, you out.
Gar.
Once you go coming south, nope.
South of Arkansas River is a gar.
Speckle bellies were all right near the highway. They knew you couldn't shoot them. And I mean, one field had about, probably 1,000.
About 200.
Oh, it wasn't 200. That was a lot of them. They were strolled everywhere.
Oh, there's a bunch of them.
I'm surprised you was awake on your traveling time to see that.
Well, he was awake for about 30 minutes.
I was for a while, but then then just tiredness overcame me.
But y'all had a pretty big deal happen on that trip, right, if I'm not mistaken? Somebody got their first...
Oh, yeah.
Something?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah.
Both, you know, in the spirit of the podcast, we celebrate people's first. They send us pictures and all
BK
that.
BK killed herself, her first big mallard drake, greenhead, chucklehead.
Big chucklehead, mallard drake.
Yep.
She shoot him flying or swimming?
Oh, she smoked him.
Oh, no. She waited till he stopped
swimming.
Right. Oh. She's true Robertson.
A good ground swat, huh?
She's true Robertson.
Yeah.
She waited till he stopped swimming, and then blushed him.
No, the way I got her trained on the duck hunt, she ain't been duck hunting, but not three times. I give her one shell.
Barney Fife.
And I say, look, you got one shell. You better make it count. Shoot directly in front of you. Do not shoot any to the right or the left, directly in front of you, and preferably on the water.
And the first thing she said, Dad, the gun holds three.
Yeah, that's right.
Take that little piece.
She pulled the Robertson. Dad, the gun holds three.
Yeah.
And take that little piece of metal out, it'll hold five.
Yeah. That's right. So, well, the funny thing is, that big mallard drake come in there and lit, and my buddy, he said, there it is, bullfrog. I said, go ahead. She lined him up. Pow. Lights out. Head folded over. And she looked at me and she said, can I have two shells now?
She said, can I upgrade? I want two more shells.
Yeah. I said, you ain't good enough yet. You ain't there.
You ain't there yet, girl. Yeah.
Yeah. That's funny.
But that, I highly recommend when your kids are starting out, give them one shell. Teach them about their shooting lane, shooting etiquette, and number one, safety in the duck blind, because duck hunting is a very fun sport that we can all get into, and it's awesome friendship, camaraderie, and all that good stuff, but it's also very dangerous. So she killed her first big mallard drake. And what'd she do, Si, after she killed that drake?
She's sitting over there and just
petting it?
Yeah.
She like me. I will say, hey, like, every duck I kill, I inspect him. Hey. I don't know. I've seen, I don't know how many, but every one is just like the first one. I hold him. I generally, if I go pick him up myself, I grab him by his foot. I hold him upside down. I
check
look over.
Jewelry. Check the jewelry.
I don't care about that. No. I've given away more bands than I've kept.
Yeah, we ain't worried about that.
But I look at him, and I like to just pause for a second and think, how in the world did you get here?
Yeah.
Like,
you
know, I always sit there and think about their story. Like,
well, not only that.
How old are you? Like,
the beauty of
they
it.
They are. They're
okay,
pretty.
If you take a mallard drake and turn him, especially when the sun's shining, you can, I mean, it reflects different colors.
Yeah.
There's a purplish blue in there when it hits it.
Very iridescent.
Boy, yeah, look at that. He sure is pretty. Now, let's shoot him in the face.
Yeah. Well, hey.
Well,
let's blow his head smooth off.
Well, if somebody's going to shoot me, I'd just soon shoot me in the head.
Look,
too,
yeah. So. BK, don't
shoot me in the leg.
Please don't.
I've not seen that young lady excited, and I've been hunting with her for good grief.
She get fired up by that mallard drake?
Oh, yeah.
No, not really.
Well, sort of.
But if she sat there and petted him, she was fired up.
Yeah, it's her fired up.
She didn't take her hands off of it.
Yeah.
She held it for like 2 hours.
Until we got back to the camp.
Yeah. See? She's fired up. That's her fired up.
Well, I'm just saying, she don't show any emotion, because I was with she shot a doe one day in my stand. And it was, bam!
Well, I'd rather
drop right where she was standing.
But see, I'd rather that than a hooping and a holler.
Mm-hmm. Well, no.
You know?
No, she is cool.
Take your time.
The girl has got ice waters in her veins, okay?
Admire what you've done. Think about what you've done.
And that's what makes her a good hunter, because like Martin says, she stays calm.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yo.
No. Yeah.
Now look, I'm as excitable as anybody. If I got a bow and arrow in my hand and there's a deer at 20 yards, I'm as shook up. I don't care how many you hunt and what you do.
I've never.
I get as shook up on the next one as I did on the first.
I've never killed one with stick and string.
And that's
okay, because I always do something wrong.
Yeah. But that's why I still do it.
I do something wrong. I've never killed one with a bow.
That's why I still do it. Because with a gun, it lost that for me with a gun.
Well, no. Yeah.
And but that feeling of you're in his kitchen or her kitchen, it don't really matter.
Yeah.
And you got to make it happen. That still gets me shook up.
I done got into the opposite of that. The further they are.
Oh, yeah.
We're getting into
600 yards.
Now.
Yeah.
Well, that's because that's
that game.
That's because that's a true skill too. That's a test of marksmanship, you know.
Yeah.
And you got to play. There's a lot of factors you got to consider.
It's fun to watch somebody kill something that is, out there.
Yeah.
Especially like the guy that shot the little yearling. Okay, that deer was small, and at 305 yards.
That's a little target, ain't it?
Yeah, it's a little target, and he smoked it, and it was a great shot.
All you needed was your 20 gauge.
Yeah. Hey. Yeah.
You could have got him.
No.
Ain't that what you say?
No, I couldn't.
If I'd have just been on him.
I couldn't pull that off.
He said he's good up to 125.
Yeah.
125.
If I'd have been on it, I'd have killed it. That's his famous
hold
line.
If lead's right, they're dead.
That's it. Don't matter how far they are.
Hey, don't make it difference how far they are. If you lead them properly, hey, he's coming down.
Thank you.
I love it. Every time I hear him. Wasn't on him.
Wasn't on him. Lead wasn't right.
Yeah. Wasn't on him. Well, let's take our last break. We'll come back and get in that mailbag.
I want to say one thing.
Go ahead. Do it.
Yeah.
Say it.
Hey, look. Gadwall come over. He's about 125. He's up there.
Hmm.
Okay. And Bill said, shoot him. And Stone went, done something. And I just, boom. Well, he was up there. Look, he fell. And when he hit in the mud behind the blind, all that's sticking up is a wing.
Yep.
Crazy.
Now, hey. This has been for an hour and a half, okay?
In the mud.
No water. Just mud. Okay. Stone, we kill something behind the blind. I said, Stone, hey, while you get that Mallard Drake, grab that gadwall. His wing's sticking up. So he goes to grab him. Well, he goes under the mud, and we don't get him. He had laid there an hour and a half. I think the mud is medically something about it that it healed him. Because, hey.
Must have been from New Zealand.
No. Hey, I'm telling you, the sucker went under, we never seen him again.
I'm going to start bottling mud from the pristine forest of North Arkansas.
I was walking towards that gadwall, and they started calling, so I stopped, got next to a tree, I was watching the ducks work around. I mean, I was 10 feet from it. So when I looked back down there, there wasn't no gadwall no more. But there was a perfect circle.
In the mud.
Of where he was.
Right. He went out.
So I went over there, started grabbing around, kicking around. Nope. No sign of any duck. He went down in the mud and
never come up.
And disappeared.
Yeah. Never come up, boy.
Never. I couldn't find him.
If he had a podcast, there ain't no telling how he's telling this story.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, Lord.
It was pretty incredible.
Tell me, I slipped.
That old man missed, and then I just laid in the mud.
I slipped them, boys. And, hey, that was a great shot I made, and we didn't even get the stupid duck.
Mm.
Pitiful.
That is pitiful. Well, you shot your shot.
He said 125. He's about 60.
He wasn't even in the blind.
I was watching.
He's about a hundo and 25, boys, what he was.
60.
And that big 20 gauge pulled him out of the air.
SBE3, baby. All right.
That's right.
Let's take our last break.
Heavy shot. I'll say this. I'm responsible for cleaning all the ducks this year. And I would say 90% roughly have that old heavy shot number 6 in them when I'm cleaning them. 90%, which is 9 out of 10, Si. Well, Phil shoots number 3s. Si shoots number 4s. Burley shoots. Ain't no telling what he shoots.
Whatever
he can salvage off somebody.
Probably two.
Whatever he pilfers off somebody.
He ain't getting nothing from me. So there's two people shooting number six, me and old Jace down there. So we all now know who's killing all the ducks.
Okay, boys.
You ain't, because you still ain't killing nothing.
I know it.
According to Phil
Robertson, Jason Robertson, and Stone, I don't ever kill nothing.
Oh, that's cool. I'll vouch for you when we go to Venice.
Oh.
I ain't worried.
Well,
let's
get in that mailbag, Johnny D. Hello@duckcallroom.com. That's the email address. What's in there?
So I had some pulled aside.
Okay.
But 3 minutes ago, I got an email from Emily.
Thank you, Emily.
She is an animal science major.
Okay. Animal science.
It doesn't say where she goes to school, though.
She's a brain.
Somewhere in Texas, and she just got her first deer.
Okay. Hey.
What?
There you go.
Emily, you can quit now.
There you go. That's a good one there.
It ain't going to get much better or prettier than that 8 point.
She was being picky, though.
Oh, she's one of them.
She was She said you'd say that.
Yeah.
She said you would say that.
She said, I know y'all got opinions, but I was being... And her dad was after that deer, but she got him first.
There you go. There you
I bet dad ain't ever been prouder to have that deer.
So that's a great deer.
I found a picture the other day of my first deer. Buddy, you want to talk about rich. Old Buttonhead, son. Me and old Buttonhead.
But Emily also has a question. Emily gave me the emails we need. A good picture of a first deer.
Yep, love it.
And then a good question. So when it comes to living in today's world, how do you manage to stand up for what you believe when it comes to judgment from others around you?
Well, I'm going to make this sound real easy, but I know it ain't. Who cares what others think around you?
That's right.
Like, I don't, and I tell my wife this all the time, the only person you're responsible for is that one that's staring back at you in that mirror.
That's
if
right.
you can live with that one, then you're fine. Like, that, you know, that's just, who cares? Like, if it's what you believe, it's what you believe. Right, wrong, or indifferent, it's what you believe. And there's going to be 100 opinions on why you're right and why you're wrong. But, you know, have conviction, stand for it, be consistent, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Who cares about the next guy or next girl? Like,
yeah.
Martin's correct 100%. If you're true to yourself, then the rest of it doesn't matter.
That's exactly right.
That's right. Yeah, just have thick skin. Don't worry about other people's when they have negative things to say about you. It's just that just shows how stupid they are, and they need to go somewhere and get a life.
I love when Stone gets on. Respect your elders, unless that elder's an idiot.
That's right. But that's don't worry about what other people say. I mean, grief. You should see what people say about us. I mean, good grief.
Malcolm. That's a friend from the comment section. But that kind of goes with another email from Lauren. She's in college in Ohio. We got a bunch of young female listeners.
Brains.
We're doing something right.
Hey, brains, boys.
So, they're all in college. So she's in a sorority, and she has trouble because some of her sorority sisters say, why do you believe in something that's not true when referring to Jesus and God? And so it kind of makes her struggle, she says. But I know God's real, but she kind of, like, she doesn't know how to handle the situation, gets a little anxiety, which I would say, sometimes you got to get new friends.
Yeah. Sometimes you just got to say, man, this sorority's been fun. But deuces, player. I'm out.
Or just be big enough and bad enough to not back down from it and bring some along with you.
She's at an age where I could see where that would be tough.
Sorority,
so she's somewhere between probably 18 and 22. That's a hard spot to find yourself. When I was that age, I definitely conform to the world. I didn't stand bold. Let's go do that sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, dumb, but, you know, I did it. I mean, I get where she's coming from, but, you know, at the whole time, even while I was doing it, that conviction was pulling on you because you knew better.
Yeah,
like you were raised better, you know better, But it is a hard thing to do. I mean, you can sit here and say that it's easy and, yeah, just do this. No, I get it.
Yeah, like, just go find a whole new group of friends. Yeah. That's easy.
Yeah, I get it. I would just say
that's tough.
Do your best to be the bright light in that group of friends.
Well, and that's what we're called. We're not called to shut off the world and build walls.
Yeah.
Like, if us four only ever talk to us four, we're not. That's.
I mean, look at who Jesus hung out with.
The last thing Jesus said, too, was go into the world,
make
disciples of all nations, baptize them.
Yeah, he didn't say go into a church building
and hang out with other church folk and don't hang around those bad folk.
Yeah, he wasn't hanging out with a bunch of preachers and all that. He was, hanging out with fishermen, tax collectors, you name it.
That's
he was up in there amongst it. So, but it is, I mean, it's a difficult spot. You find yourself. It don't take but a second to slide down in there, and it's a tough thing to do. So, but keep doing what you're doing, girl. We said leave it, but stay in that sorority. Be a bright light for them girls. Yeah. Maybe one day they'll come back to you.
My mother told me something when I was young. She said, you're not a follower. She told all the kids this. You're not a follower. You're a leader. You don't go with the crowd. The crowd will lead you astray. You go your own way because you know it better. I would ask your sorority sisters this question, okay? How did everything you see, okay, get here?
Mm-hmm.
And see what they come up with. And then you can might turn around and tell them, well, hey, I believe there's a creator that he made all this, okay? Until they can prove you wrong.
Which is a lot more believable than an explosion, man.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to go with the creator.
Okay? Or as Phil says, salt water.
Yeah, what department in salt water made a duck? It's a jet, it's a boat, it's a submarine. That's just three of them. Okay, you might even throw that in the hat, girls. How about a duck, okay?
I always loved the one Phil had of the, when I first started working here, he was big on this philosophy of it. He's like, look, here's the deal. If I'm wrong, we just going into the ground anyway.
Yeah.
He said, but if I'm right, believe I'm right.
Oh, Jim Carrey.
You got hell to pay.
That's it.
Like, the belief in Jesus and the faith is the only thing that offers you an upside.
Yeah.
Other than that, you going into a hole in the ground or being incinerated, however you decide to leave this earth.
You're like Rover.
You know?
You're like, dead all over, and that's the end of it.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I like it, okay, for the simple
like
reason.
Rover.
The word starts with an H. Okay? Without Jesus, you have no hope.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay?
That's exactly right.
So, hey, I'm going to go with the other direction. I like having hope. That, hey, one of these days, old Si Robertson going to be a interstellar traveler.
Yeah.
Okay, and I'm going to see the rest of God's creation, okay, with permission from Jesus.
I'm not a big gambler.
Lord, I want to go and look at your creation because we only see just a blink of an eye of it.
Yeah. I'm not a big gambler, but I sure like to hedge my bets. Okay. And I'm going to hedge my bet with the one that offers me a way out of here.
That's it.
That's where I'm riding.
Yep.
So.
Yeah.
What else you got? We got.
You want another email?
Yeah, we got
I just got a great verse for what we're talking about, so I'm excited.
Oh, good.
All right. This one I think we can do pretty quick because I think everybody in here will agree. Austin from Greenville, Illinois has a question. He grew up in church, was baptized at 13. Kind of fell off the path a little in my teens, early 20s. Nobody's ever done that before. Yeah. I have now fully committed my life to Jesus, but feel as if I should be baptized again. Baptism again. Well, what are our thoughts?
If it makes you feel better, go ahead and do it.
Yeah.
I mean, why not?
Yeah. I did it twice.
Yep.
I did it twice. Because
I think most people have done it more than once.
The first one just got me wet. I didn't know what I was doing.
Yeah.
The second one was a commitment.
Go do it again.
Yeah.
I've been baptized twice.
Yeah.
Once at
I came to Memphis twice.
After a week of Camp Chioka and freshman in high school, I was like, I'm going to be with Jesus forever. And I believe that. And then I became a man and screwed up a lot. And then made a real decision.
Nobody else has been there, Jay.
Nobody.
Yeah, ain't nobody else done that.
Especially these other three sitting in here.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
And in 1 Peter, it does say, he says that the baptism is a pledge of a clear conscience.
Yeah.
So going under again, you're only going to come up feeling
if it's going to clear your conscience. Go for it, my man.
Yeah.
Go.
Absolutely. Well, that's why I always say on the first one, I wasn't baptized.
No, I just got wet. I just got wet. I was very wet.
Yeah.
Okay. I done it up for peer pressure.
Yeah.
I just did it to make mama happy.
It was what everybody was doing.
Me too. Yeah. Mine was all my buddies decided to do it. Yeah. I jumped in line too. Okay.
Yeah. It was peer pressure.
There you go.
On me.
So nothing wrong with running it back.
Nope.
That's our opinion.
All right, second, Austin. Well, my grandfather held my head under there a little while. I guess make sure it's
he wanted to make sure it took. What does it say? Sometimes I tell, hey, push him down further.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he need to get cleaner than the rest of them.
Yeah. And that's wrong. Okay, because, hey, one does you in. Okay.
Hey, I didn't mind that man pray for me my whole life. Hey, you wash me however clean you think I need to be. Hey, I'm good.
There you go.
Pull me up before I run out of bubbles.
Yeah.
That's that.
All right. Well, I really love this verse. It hits the nail on the head with what Si was talking about just a second ago about hope. So 1 Peter 1, verse 3, praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope.
Yep.
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade. This inheritance is kept in heaven for you.
I've got chill bumps over my entire body.
The living hope.
Yeah. To think that the Savior of the world, my inheritance, I get part of what he's got, which is everything. He owns the cosmos, boys.
And he is our Living Hope's a jam, by the way.
Hey.
If you never listen to that song, go listen to Living Hope.
Well, there you go,
folks. Get fired up.
Folks, hey.
We'll see y'all next time.
That's right.
Stay tuned. Here.